A time of Lectio Divina for the discerning heart.
Sunday, July 31st, the 18th Sunday in Ordinary Time.
As you begin, take a deep breath and exhale slowly. For the next few moments, surrender all the cares and concerns of this day to the Lord. Say slowly from your heart, Jesus, I trust in you. You take over. Become aware that He is with you, looking upon you with love, wanting to be heard deep within your heart. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke, chapter 12, verses 13 through 21.
A man in the crowd said to Jesus, Master, tell my brother to give me a share of our inheritance. My friend, he replied, who appointed me your judge or the arbitrator of your claims? Then he said to them, Watch and be on your guard against avarice of any kind, for a man's life is not made secure by what he owns, even when he has more than he needs. Then he told them a parable. There was once a rich man, who having had a good harvest from his land, thought to himself, What am I to do? I have not enough room to store my crops. Then he said, This is what I will do. I will pull down my barns and build bigger ones, and store all my grain and my goods in them, and I will say to my soul, you have plenty of good things laid by for many years to come. Take things easy, eat, drink, have a good time. But God said to him, Fool, this very night the demand will be made for your soul, and this hoard of yours whose it will be then. So it is when a man stores up treasure for himself in place of making himself rich in the sight of God.
What word made this passage come alive for you? What did you sense the Lord saying to you? Once more, give the Lord an opportunity to speak to you. A man in the crowd said to Jesus, Master, tell my brother to give me a share of our inheritance. My friend, he replied, who appointed me your judge or the arbitrator of your claims? Then he said to them, Watch and be on your guard against avarice of any kind, for a man's life is not made secure by what he owns, even when he has more than he needs. Then he told them a parable. There was a rich man who, having a good harvest from his land, thought to himself, What am I to do? I have not enough room to store my crops. Then he said, This is what I will do. I will put down my barns and build bigger ones, and store all my grain and my goods in them. And I will say to my soul, you have plenty of good things laid by for many years to come. Take things easy, eat, drink, and have a good time. But God said to him, Fool, This very night the demand will be made for your soul and this hoard of yours. Whose will it be then? So it is when a man stores up treasure for himself in place of making himself rich in the sight of God.
What did your heart feel as you listened? What did you sense the Lord saying to you? Once more, through him, with him, and in him, listen to the word. A man in the crowd said to Jesus, "Master, tell my brother to give me a share of our inheritance." "My friend," he replied, "who appointed me your judge or the arbitrator of your claims?" Then he said to them, "Watch and be on your guard against avarice of any kind, for a man's life is not made secure by what he owns, even when he has more than he needs." Then he told them a parable. There was once a rich man, who having had a good harvest from his land, thought to himself, "What am I to do? I have not enough room to store my crops." Then he said, "This is what I will do. I will pull down my barns and build bigger ones, and store all my grain and my goods in them, and I will say to my soul, 'My soul, you have plenty of good things laid by for many years to come. Take things easy, eat, drink, have a good time.'" But God said to him, "Fool, this very night the demand will be made for your soul, and this hoard of yours, whose it will be then?" So it is when a man stores up treasure for himself in place of making himself rich in the sight of God.
What touched your heart in this time of prayer? What did your heart feel as you prayed? What do you hope to carry with you from this time with the Lord? Let us now close with the prayer to the Father that Jesus gave us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.